The Navy says there were failures across multiple systems that led to the death of a Navy SEAL in training from New Jersey last year, and they're planning to make changes to the training program known as Hell Week after the death of Kyle Mullen. The Navy now says there's poor organization, poor integration, and poor leadership when it comes to the training. Kyle Mullen's mother, Regina Mullen, is joining us now. And first, I'd like to thank you for taking some time here, because I'm sure it's been a tough thing for you to deal with.
Yes, and today's his 26th birthday.
You and I spoke last year about Kyle and what he went through in the investigation, which is now finished. And you said at the time that the investigation from the Navy was like the mob investigating itself. So what do you think now about what they found here now that they're all finished?
So all that I've always said, the big Navy, their findings of what I've said from day one. But now my problem is, and a huge problem in the world, should, if you read, anyone read what I had to read regarding how my son was treated, it's a national disgrace. The big Navy now should not be giving it back to the SEALs to prosecute. The big Navy now needs to step it up and prosecute now all that are involved. Serious criminal charges. It should not be delayed. I don't know what the delay is. This is a country embarrassment to me. He was killed by his own.
There is a report out, I'm sure you saw, that around 10 people could get some sort of punishment here. We don't know who those people are. Who do you think should be punished?
Well, it should start at the Admiral Howard. He's the one who raised the bar of them not following protocols. Because Admiral Howard and Captain Geary were standing on the bridge looking at the condition of all the men that day when they secured Hell Week. They knew the night before was 28 degrees, I believe it was the coldest ever. They knew they had to give them warming jackets. They knew. Those instructors knew how cold it was the night before, and they still tortured them more because Admiral Howard was an hour late to arrive at the Hell Week securing time. So they were tortured even more as my son was spitting up blood and couldn't breathe. Who sent the medical team home? The medical doctor in charge of the Buds Medical is only a radiologist. How does that even make someone qualified enough? And he should not be able to be a doctor. All the medical team should be fired or never be able to practice medicine or be in the Navy or what have you. They all need to be in serious trouble. And I don't know what the delay is. I mean, if it was in the civilian world, they'd already be in jail already or serious charges. And it shouldn't be non-punitive. It should be criminal. Criminal court-martial charges coming from the big Navy, not the SEALs themselves. That's, like I said, a crime family can't investigate themselves. Now you expect them to punish themselves? It won't happen. The big Navy needs to do it now.
The Navy says that there are some changes that are now in place, like medical screenings every 24 hours, and SEALs will recover from Hell Week at a location that is very close to where they train. If those things were in place, do you think Kyle would still be alive?
Oh, absolutely. The 24-hour monitoring that I had to tell them to do, put them all in a room and have personnel, medical personnel. If that was done, yes, he would have survived. If they would have sent him Thursday night to the hospital, Friday morning to the hospital, he would be alive. Because they didn't just miss my son, is what the country doesn't realize. There was three other men that very same day that all would have died. They would have had four deaths. They narrowly escaped minutes of death. One was intubated and two were on oxygen. And the days subsequent to that, many went to the ER or the hospital for like dehydration, pneumonia. The list is on and on. They're not medically taken care of. It's ridiculous.
You mentioned
calls for training in and of itself were not followed. They were it wasn't training what my son experienced. It was absolute torture. All those men.
And you mentioned that today is Kyle's birthday. How are you feeling today? I mean, what kind of person was your son for people who didn't know him?
Determined, happy, athletic. He just loved his family. He loved his friends. He would do anything for anybody. He was running out of my house when people called to go help them. He was volunteering at medical daycare where I worked. He volunteered in my town to help people play football, the kids. He spoke out of high school to tell the kids to listen to your parents, do good in school, stay involved. He was a good person. A person that wouldn't quit and just wanted to be a hero, and this is how he's treated.
Regina Mullen, I can only imagine what you're going through, and under these circumstances, we really thank you and appreciate you taking some time to join us.
Thank you so much.